I didn't see Arthur Levine on every one of the 17 visits, but I saw him on the first, and I think the second, and many others. And at the end of the first visit, after I understood what he had in mind, I said, "Arthur, call off the search. You're in the right place. We're going to prove to you Indiana ought to be your first state and the lead state and the pioneer state." And I just want to make a couple very simple and concise points to you. First of all, we understand, I read Arthur's studies and others, of all the variables that bear on student achievement, none comes close to teacher quality. If we could change just one thing together, and know we would have a profound effect on the lives and futures of our young people, it would be the teacher quality which these fellowships are aimed so squarely at. Give a young person a string of great teachers, they are very likely to succeed regardless of all the other circumstances. And the converse is true. Give them the most beautiful building, the most lavish facilities, and inadequate teachers for several years in a row, and they are very likely to fail in life and in school. He speaks so softly, I think you know his reputation. He speaks of revitalizing the teaching of teachers. But that man, appearances notwithstanding, is a revolutionary. He is out to revolutionize the teaching of teachers. And he has chosen Indiana to lead the way. And I think we should be so proud of this. I'm so proud of the four schools selected out of 41 as willing to move boldly into a new era. We are going to see soon the first generation of the Rhodes Scholars of teaching. And they are going to emerge in Indiana. And our young people are going to be the first beneficiaries of what will, I think, eventually sweep the nation as a new standard and a new way to prepare people for this most important profession. It's going to elevate the status of that profession as it happens. And we're going to be first, and our young people are going to be first, and not just any young people. These Rhodes Scholars, this is Arthur's phrase, this is his dream, now ours, are going to be teaching the most important subject matter in the most important places. Those places where the achievement gap is widest, where young people are at most risk of being left behind. And it's going to happen right here. The Indiana we are building is an Indiana that aspires not simply to do better, but to lead and to excel. And can anyone name an area in which we will be prouder to excel than in the teaching of teachers and therefore the teaching of the young people on whom our future depends? Thank you, Arthur, and to all your colleagues.